What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Breaking Barriers pod, where we're talking all things and anything basketball. I'm your co-host, GZ Hoops. Let me throw this no-look over to my boy real quick.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Mark, a.k.a. Breaking Barriers Training. G and I both would like to express our appreciation for the love and support you guys have been showing. Please continue to tune in to each episode, and also go follow us on IG and Twitter, both at Breaking Barriers Training and GZ Hoops. Let me finish this bucket.
My God, what's up, bro?
What's going, Mark? How you doing?
Another Saturday, man. I can't complain. How you?
Same thing, bro. Saturday morning, recording morning. Vibes are good.
Yes, sir. Great week, man. Great week.
Yes, sir. I mean, first and foremost, this is the first episode of 2023, which is crazy. Episode 80 is crazy. I mean, we've been going for dang near 3 years now.
Bro, we legit, man. Like, we want Apple and everything, so, you know, that speaks volumes to what we've been doing. We still see the vision, even though when we feel like we might not be getting nowhere, we still keep it going. And that's, of course, to everybody out there that stay tuned in. That's to us, first and foremost, obviously, because we keep it a determination. Mm-hmm. Keep it going. But, yeah, it's definitely a milestone today.
It is. And honestly, it's just a testimony to, like, consistency.
Right.
Not even just within this podcasting stuff, but the content creation as a whole. Like, if you would have asked us, what, 4 or 5 years ago, you think we'd be posting on multiple social media platforms, having our own podcast where we sit down and talk weekly, bi-weekly, whenever, like, I think both of us would have been like, no.
Get out of my face, bro. Like,
right.
Podcast, I ain't ever thought of no podcast.
And it's just with the times, though, like, with everything, in the game of basketball, life, like, you gotta just adapt, and this is a way for us to kind of stay with the game, stay with the times, and just keep moving forward, breaking barriers. So,
for sure.
I mean, 2023 is up all year, just like we've been doing since 2020. So, yeah, bro, shout out to Spotify, Apple, Anchor, everybody that be tapping in when we post. And let's get into this episode, man, episode 80.
Yes, sir. Let's give them the best one yet.
Mm-hmm. So just breaking barriers updates. I mean, just kind of bouncing off our intro here. First EP of 2023. I mean, personally, I'm not too big on, like, New Year resolutions.
Yeah,
or whatever you want to call them. But, like, I think me and you both have the same mindset, as in, like, implementing goals for ourselves and working to achieving those goals, as opposed to, like, all right, this year I'm going to lose 5 pounds. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Like, we already had a plan from last year, the year before that. So it's like,
Keep putting it in motion. That's all. That's all it really is.
Like, what do you think about, like, the whole New Year's resolutions type stuff? I mean, on one hand, it's cool, but on the other hand, it's like, eh.
I ain't big on it either, because I feel like that ain't nothing but a lie that you trying to preach yourself to believe, if that makes sense. So, like, instead of just saying my New Year's resolution, it shouldn't be no New Year's resolution, because, like you said, we had this plan, you know, for every day of this, not just when the New Year's come. Oh, well, we want to put more. No, like, we, you know, this is the same plan, same goal that we had for before the New Year, after the New Year. So, I feel like if we was to call it a New Year resolution, I feel like we would just say the remaining goal that we've been had, which is, you know, get better at content and just help grow the game and, you know, everybody else around us.
Mm-hmm. And really, that's no knock to people that do have resolutions and whatnot. Like, if that's your way to motivate yourself,
right?
Awesome. Keep it rolling. But, like, I think we both agree on, like, you really shouldn't focus on, like, a certain time of the year to implement positivity, betterment of yourself, all that kind of stuff. Like, exactly. That's something you should be trying to do every single day, regardless of the date, the time, the year, whatever.
Exactly. And the reason why I say that is because if you look at it, when are you bringing up that goal that you've been probably wanted to knock out, and you bring it up for a new year to act like, oh, this is a new year, so I'm going to change it. No, bad habits aren't that easy to change, you know? Mm-mm. So I just feel like if you understand your bad habit early and you continue to jump on it, you might not change it by the new year, but going into the new year, you could look at it with a margin of perspective of the reality of it, and not the, you know, just, oh, New Year's, let me give something because everybody else do it. And then the next day come and you're done celebrating, wake up from your hangover.
And you laying on the couch doing nothing.
And go right back to the same person you was before the year changed, bro. So, you know, it's just stuff like that. I just feel like, be real with yourself about the situation and, you know, attack it early. Don't wait on New Year's to feel like that's when it's supposed to start over. Because life don't start over when the New Year starts.
Nah. And that's what, like, even just, like, the little things, like, mental health, physical health. I mean, we preach those every single episode, really.
Right.
And, like, even over the past week, I mean, it's great seeing one example. Like, there's a lot of people at the gym these days, new faces, trying to get better, right? Like, sweet, I love it. But, like, if I don't see y'all in, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, like...
What was the point?
Yeah, it kind of negates your initial, I guess you can say, resolution. So, like, just like anything in life, man, stay consistent, stay hungry, get after it. And, I mean, you'll be that much better if you add these healthier lifestyle choices now, as opposed to kind of like you just said, like waiting for January 1st, like you should have been doing these types of things. So for those people trying to just get better in any aspect, like just do it, sit down, grind, do it, put your head down and get to work. I mean, and with all that too, like obviously since our last episode, the holidays have came and gone, Christmas, New Year's, like I do want to shout you off for hooking me up with that Feral basketball quarter zip.
My God.
I'm sure a lot of people seen it on my social medias, but those are tough, bro.
Yeah, man, I had to hook you up because I remember last year you liked that, and I think I only wore that probably like once. Got it and probably threw it on for a split second and never wore it again. So I was like, it ain't no point to collect the dust when my boy like it. So, you know, next year we pushing to get a sweatsuit for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm with it. And I mean, speaking of all that, though, bro, like I seen you were rocking a couple of the new Feral basketball merchandise pieces, I guess you could call them, but yeah. I seen you guys started your season with some success.
Right.
So far, I mean, just chime in on that, man. How's it feel to have the new year be here and like you guys actually starting to compete within the real game of basketball, refs, whistles, running clock, all that?
It's crazy. Cause I mean, honestly, you know, the steps, you know, you got to go through preseason, then you got to go through all that stuff, but it's like I just feel like this year just came so fast, bro. Like it came so fast that then like we was practicing, next thing you know we had the Christmas tournament that was like a preseason warm-up for us. And it was like a lot of competition out there that we needed, honestly. And you know, with kids, they get tired of things fast. So obviously us practicing against each other, us against the seventh grade every day, that's not helping them after a while. So you know, we was itching to get a game in. We got the Christmas tournament in. We finished 1-1, but great competition. So, you know, it was more so a lot to learn from than to be like, oh, we didn't win the Christmas tournament. You know, like that wasn't the mindset going in. Of course, I want to win everything, but you got to face reality, face the fact that, you know, teams are better than you. Just compete the best you can and then find out how you can go back and beat that team. And, you know, we definitely seen that after our first game against Mohawk. We've seen that what we need to fix, and pretty much we've been harping on them things to fix until last game, and now today is our first practice since last game. So you know, it's just a steady motion of being consistent, like we said. It's definitely fun to go and compete. We got another game turnaround Monday, so we right into it now.
It is crazy though, because me and you were talking over text the other day, and I was talking with one of my patients yesterday, actually. He coaches seventh grade basketball out here in Bowie, Maryland, which is like 40 minutes from where I'm sitting right now. So I don't even really know why he is coming to my clinic, but I'm not going to talk about that. real cool dude. But he was even telling me like their first game was right after the new year. And I know me and you were talking like when we were in seventh and eighth grade, we were playing in like November.
Bro,
we had games back like early and like I guess that just kind of showcases that in PA and Maryland, whoever's listening, like tap in if your seasons have been starting later, let us know, because I guess that's a new trend.
I don't even know. I'm not gonna lie, ever since I've been coaching, the varsity, their first game is always normally around December 8th, December 9th, around them areas. And then, you know, we might not play till after New Year unless we can find a Christmas tournament for middle school.
Right.
So it's like you said, we was already playing in a Newcastle tournament, fall league or winter league, whatever you want to call it. We was already playing by November. So by like the first week of December, we was getting ready for our first game. So right. It's like, you're right. With as far as things change, a lot of things. Like my dad and me was just talking the other day. Normally the boys' games was Tuesdays and Fridays, you know, for almost this whole, like now it's like they might play Monday and Wednesday, Monday and Thursday, you know? So it's like they switched a lot of things up, and it seemed like it comes faster, but they kind of take a minute, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like we're in a time zone almost.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, I even remember, like, coming out of, like, soccer season, football season, whether that was grade school or high school, like, we were still going to basketball workouts when we could. But then, like, right when that fall season ended, I remember having, like, a week, 2 weeks, and then we were playing games for hoop.
Man.
And now it's like, I mean, it's probably better. Like, you actually get to groom your squad and have some time to implement your tactics, your systems. You have, like, more or less a full month until that first game. But kind of like you were talking about earlier, sometimes, especially with younger kids, like, keeping them engaged and just attentive during that time when there's no games, just going against the same people every single day in the gym, seeing the same faces, like,
it's hard.
It does make it that much more difficult. So,
yes.
It's interesting.
They're used to each other, bro. Mm-hmm. So, like, all right, maybe fill each other out the first couple of weeks, even though these kids I got been playing together since they first started. But it's like, all right, let me fill these kids out, and then, you know, I can see what he could do as far as on the court. And then, like, once the kids see it, you know, you got the best player where he don't care about who he playing against or attacking. Then you got the mediocre guys who want the guys who's under them. Then you got the guys who's under everybody, you know, who wants to just attack everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to try to even that out to get the guys who need to catch up to be able to catch up, but get the guys who are ahead to still learn more and still be a great leader, you know? So it's tough. It's real tough for real.
It is. Cause I even remember, like, later within, like, high school seasons. Now you kind of had that hindrance or that lull in, like, I don't know, February, March, like right before the playoffs started, when you would finish your final regular season game, maybe you have a week or 2 weeks
right
in between that first playoff game, where that was like the hardest part of the season, because kind of like we've been talking about, like, you're just going against the same guys every single day, grinding with the same group.
Same coach screaming.
Mm-hmm. And that tests,
same thing.
Yeah, bro, like that tests your mental capacity to, like, overcome those, I guess you could say, tougher times. Looking back now, it don't seem that tough, but in that moment, it was hard.
Yes.
It's just crazy because now, like, you guys are really just beginning your season, and we're sitting here recording on January 7th.
Bro, and the thing about this, me and Ike been with these kids 3 months now before crazy. The new year. So, like,
that's so crazy.
So think about it. Football season for them ends in October.
Mm-hmm.
For like around the first week of November almost. No, maybe October, mid-October. So it ends around October for them. So we got them. It just depends on the coaches. We gave them 2 weeks off because obviously football is strenuous.
Right.
They went 9-0, so they played a lot of good football. Shout out to the middle school too for 9-0. Mm-hmm, that's crazy. I mean, any season is undefeated is crazy. Even in AAU. Like I still tell my kids, to be able to leave somewhere and finish undefeated is crazy. So shout out to them kids, because all the basketball players is the football players. Mm-hmm. So for my team. So shout out to them going 9-0. Then a quick turnaround. They had 2 weeks off. And we had them every since, bro. So they have heard our voices, seen us pretty much locked in every day except the weekend. So it's like, you know, we're ready to see somebody else.
Right.
At this point, rather we win or lose, we'd rather get on the court and, you know, put this to work what we've been working on.
Just compete.
Compete at the highest level. That's why I tell my kids, I'm the sorest loser you'll ever meet, but I don't like losing. I never
be. You are, bro.
I really am.
It just means you care, though, on God.
Yeah, so, like, and for the people out there listening, no, I'm not the type that'll try to fight after I lose.
Nah.
I'll be mature and take the loss, but when I get home, I don't want to talk to nobody.
I was going to say, might shut down a little bit, might have to vent for a minute, and then just kind of lock back into the next day.
Yeah, so, you know, I take my losses horrible, but I take it maturely at the same time. So, yeah, you know, like I tell my kids, as long as we're competing, bro, I'm not mad at them because – at the end of the day, you gave all you could have. That's like somebody getting mad at LeBron or, you know, their favorite player. He gave all he could and he lost. How could you get mad at that? He could have went out there and tried it the whole time and really got whooped. You know, so I always try to put it in the terms of, if your favorite high school, college, or basketball player can go hard and work out every day and give all they got and live with themselves, excuse me, then we got to be able to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a growing process, but I'm liking the trajectory we're going at, because at the rate we're going at, bro, by mid-season, if we continue to take the leaps we're taking and listen and be one, it's a scary sight.
It definitely is. And that's the thing, too, like, especially with a group like you have over at Farrell, like, I don't know all the kids on your squad. I recognize some names, but I just know the Farrell culture, and I know how you coach. And just, like, the dynamic of Farrell as a whole. Like, I know guys are going to go out there. They're going to be athletic. They're going to play hard. And that's really the only two tactics or, like, I guess, uncontrollables that you want from your players. Right. Then you can kind of splash in what you're trying to implement, whether it's systems, whether it's plays, defense, whatever. Like, right. That's really all you can want from those guys. So, like, I know they're going to be competitors, but now it's like putting it all together and just trying to win basketball games.
Exactly. That's you. This, you saying the same thing me and Ike say when we hear together. Like, you don't hear us, but it's, you're literally saying, and it's like, you got to think about it. These guys just came off a 9-0 season in football. Rather, football or basketball is their favorite sport. They hate to lose. So it's like,
right,
them understanding, all right, we got a special group here where we could probably turn around and make this an undefeated season in basketball. If not undefeated, we'll probably have like 3-4 losses max, but 4 is pushing it. And 3 is really pushing it on our schedule. So, you know, like, we just got a saying where we just dream crazy. Dream crazy. So if undefeated season, that's my goal, that's my dream. In the regular season, I already had one in the regular season, but now that I got more games, I want to push the envelope and try to get this. You know, and we just dream crazy, bro. Every day we come in, like, it's crazy. I'm 26, about to be 27, and I'm in a group chat with my whole basketball team.
Just hype.
Hype and texting them like I'm their age. And it's crazy.
Cause I do want to say one thing before you even continue. For people that are like, man, like, you're old, why are you texting them like that? Like, we're not that old, one. But two, that's also the world we live in. Kind of like we talked about earlier with us being quote-unquote content creators, like us also being young coaches and trainers, like that's the way to communicate with your kids, your team.
It really is.
So, like, that's not weird. I just want to throw that out there.
It really is. And if they understood where I'm coaching at, where I'm from, and the background of everything, then they would see why. I'm more so hands-on and, you know, staying tapped in with the kids. But honestly, it's a mutual thing. So, like, we either talk about basketball, we're talking about life, or we just joking with each other real quick. You know, we might have a couple of jokes about what happened at practice or something. You know, but they go on about their day. But it's like we stay tuned in. Like, it's like we're gaining camaraderie amongst each other. We do little things. Like, we might go to the varsity game and support the varsity, but we got to sit as a group. We're not allowed to just be in attendance at the game. Hey, we have to sit together. And we, you know, everything is one. So, you know, it's like you said, we're not that much older than them. If you look back at it, technically we would be like an older brother to them if our parents had them.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like we stay tapped in, but it's just goofy because they be like, they be wanting to hang with me. You know, sometimes they like, Coach, can we kick it with y'all? Coach, can we get in the gym? And it's like, we trying to get away from y'all.
But, right.
You know, we look back at it, bro. We love the fact that they love us and want to be around us because it's like, you know, they could be up there. Like, I ain't going to say nothing, but they could because they do be doing it, but I ain't going to say nothing right now.
Behind, I got you. You know,
they could be up there flaming us, you know, not messing with us, but they want to engage with us and come to practice and, you know, do the little stuff. So it just be like, bro, like me, I say all the time, like, bro, we're head coaches of our own group. Like, we're not assistant. We're assistant to each other, not to anybody else. So, you know, it's just, it's dope, bro. It's dope. And like I said, we got your alma mater's Rivals on Monday.
Oh, I might need that one stream then. I seen the one dude we were talking last night streamed it the other day.
Did you get to watch it?
I didn't get to yet. I plan on doing that today.
I feel like the second quarter, bro, it's going to get foggy.
I got you.
But I'll tell you now, mute it. Just watch the game, bro. Just mute it so you can lock in.
I got you.
There's so much chaos behind it. It's,
send it to me when we get off this recording, actually.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Yeah. But,
I do want to say one thing, too, kind of spinning from this conversation. Now, we were talking about how your group has the athletic ability, has the want and the drive to hoop and just get better. Right. Now, a message to those schools or those teams that have kids that maybe aren't on the athletic side of the spectrum or maybe just aren't as interested in the game right now as you would want them to be. Mm-hmm. Find a way to, one, make it fun. Two, find a way to get those guys engaged. Three, just work with what you got. Like, sometimes you're going to have years where your group just really isn't it. And as a coach, like, you're never going to publicly state that, but you know it. Fans know it. The surrounding environment might know it, but like, you got to just put your head down and just try and make the best of your situation.
That's when your coaching abilities come out too, though, bro.
Facts. Like, at the end of the day, like, you got to do what you can, put those guys in the best position to win, but then real basketball minds know, like, you can't go out there and play for them. So it's like, do what you can, work with what you got, and kind of go from there. So try and have fun with it. It's frustrating, but have fun with it.
Definitely. So check this out, G. I think I might try to go Facebook Live or something for you on Monday.
I'm with it. What time is the game?
We play at 5.
Okay. So, I'll be at work, but I'm going to just prop it up.
Yeah, but even if you can't do that, you know, it'll be on my page. So
yeah, I can rewatch.
Yeah, because I don't got service in the gym we play at, but I already know if I ain't got service on Facebook, 9 times out of 10, the IG is going to look the same. So, you know, I just take it with a grain of salt, bro. But, you know, it's we playing my boy Rivals, man. So we see,
I'm with it.
We see red, and we ain't talking big reds. We see blood red.
Hey, well, the thing is, too, so if y'all want to tap into that game, go to Mark's Facebook, Mark Henry, right?
Junior, yeah.
Mark Henry Jr. If it's on Instagram, you already know Breaking Barriers Training. If I'm able to get on my phone, I'll try and join it and maybe share it onto my page at GZ Hoops. So, yeah, bro. I do want to spin off a little bit now that we've been updating the people on what we've been doing. I want to talk about the NBA a little bit.
Oh, before the NBA?
Yeah.
Because this ain't just Breaking Barriers. How? What's the update on the injury with you?
I'm feeling better, bro. I am feeling better. I'm not 100. And everyone that's been working with me, a couple PTs I've been with, right, they've been saying, like, this can linger for months and months and months, which sucks. But, right, like, I'm not feeling the sharp shooting pain that I was feeling a couple weeks ago, 2 months ago. The last couple days, I've been actually running, finally. I haven't ran in, like, 2 months, which is crazy. If you know me, like, you know I'm always running around doing whatever I can do just bike to stay trail active. Or something. Mm-hmm. That's what, after this recording, I'm going to go hit the bike. I'm going to get out on my bike for the first time in, like, 2 months. Wow. But I'm definitely feeling better. It's just, like, I'll run and jump, and then the next morning I'm sore. I mean, right, I can deal with soreness as opposed to pain. It's just kind of reactivating my muscles and getting back to what I was doing prior, but in a smarter way. I just can't be playing in 3 to 4 leagues a week and then biking 30, 40 miles on the nights I don't hoop. I was just being dumb for real, just trying to do too much. So
I think you tapped back into your 15, 14-year-old.
Bro, for real. Like, I was just acting like a kid. I guess it was the summer, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to just do whatever type stuff, even with a full-time job, podcast, creating, whatever.
Exactly. That kid, that inner kid came back in you, bro. Mm-hmm. Think about it. We love the game. We just can't stay away.
It's tough.
And it's like, it's crazy because I got practice today at 1:30. Mm-hmm. Then I got a game for myself. At 8. Then turn around, I got work at midnight. You know,
like, podcast in the morning. I mean,
podcast in the morning, which is basketball topic. Mm-hmm. Then basketball at 1:30. Then basketball at 8. Then work. Then get up. You know, probably find something with basketball again tomorrow, or probably just hit the gym with the kids just so they could get some shots up before the game Monday. So
this is what we do.
It's 24/7, man.
Man, I will say, like, my that Saturday team that I signed up with that I haven't even played one game with because of all this injury stuff, right, they have the playoffs today. And a couple of my guys were like, hey, you going to pop out for your debut? And I'm like, I feel like I could, bro, but I don't want to go out there. I'm too competitive, one. There's no way I can just go play a couple minutes. And I don't want to go out there, overwork myself, set myself back, and then be hurt for the new season that starts on the 21st. My goal is just to be fully healthy, pain-free, and just, like, cardiovascular, like, in shape by the 21st.
I put it like this. We ain't KD and Kyrie, and we don't got them treatments taken.
Right, and I'm not getting paid to play. So, right, so I'm not going to go get hurt to just try and win a men's league championship, which is gratifying. It definitely is, but they'll be straight without me. I'll be back in a couple weeks.
Right. And one thing we got to start understanding for ourselves, this is us to ourselves. So if you want to call this a New Year's resolution for Breaking Bears, this is your New Year's resolution. We got to understand that we are not too good to be on minute restrictions.
Facts. No, honestly, though.
Like, bro, like, I get headaches after a game. Because, one, I be
Dehydrated as fuck.
Or I just might be running around that whole day. You know,
so I was just going to say sleep deprived.
Sleep deprived, bro. Or I'm not being as, what's the word I'm looking for? As up to date on myself as I should, such as eating, sleep, or, you know, drinking enough water. So, you know, I'll play the whole game, get competitive, the game get competitive, or we whooping their ass. So I want to, if we up 10, I want to go 20. If we up 20, I want to go 30. You know, be competitive. So, you know, I might play the whole game and we got a sub. And everybody else getting a sub but me. You know, and they joke on me about that, my team do every game. But it's like, we got to understand, bro, if we could sit down for a minute, we need to do that. And
that will allow us to play longer. It really will.
Play longer and play better down the stretch.
At a higher level, yeah. So we're speaking that into existence. I guess that's our 2023 goal, like you said, man. Just try and stay ready so we don't got to get ready and just be smarter about the game.
Sit your old ass down.
I know, bro. We're not young. I know.
Like we young in age-wise, but these kids call me an old head. I'm 26. That's crazy. They consider us old heads now. So then that means by the time they're 18, they're going to be considered old heads at the rate this generation is going.
Right.
With old heads. So, you know, we're considered old heads. We sit our old heads now because, you know, we're only a couple of years away from 30.
Man, so it is crazy.
We got to be able to play till we 50.
Facts. Got to, bro. Got
Cause
to.
Our kids ain't going to be able to, nah, because my son is not going to say, I will. He can beat you,
yeah.
No. I'm undefeated.
And then when you know that time's coming when he might be able to beat you, that's when you stop. That's how it goes.
I'm going to beat him one more time. And then the day that I know I can't move, but it's still like it was when I beat him last, but he almost beat me. Nope. My back gave out, son. And I'll never play him again, dude.
I love it. Yo, one thing, though, before the commercial break, before the NBA stuff, I just want to touch on, too, DeMar Hamlin, his situation.
Man.
Now, I mean, everyone listening to this podcast I'm like 99.99% sure you've heard of what happened to him last week in Cincinnati. Pittsburgh native, went to the University of Pittsburgh from McKees Rocks, went to Central Catholic. I mean, I just want to give a shout out to the athletic training staff there from the Bills performing 9 minutes of CPR. Like, that is crazy. Anyone that is CPR certified or has done any reading or like, type of training within the CPR stuff. Nah, bro, that is exhausting. So, I want to just shout them out. I know.
Did you see the meme? Not to cut you off. Did you see did you see the post that they said?
I don't think so.
They said it's crazy that the people who got paid the least amount that night had the biggest job that day.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't know how much strength and, mind controlling you have to be able to, bro. He was basically gone.
Yeah, he was. They, if you want to put it in like normal people terms, they jump started his heart.
Bro, like you have to be mentally focused, not panic. Just little. I mean, I'm certified, but I don't know how much I'd be able to do, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be real with you.
No, I hear you.
You know, it's tough, and then you're trying to bring somebody's life back, even though you know you didn't take it or harm it. You're trying to help it, so you know.
That's a real world life or death situation, exactly. And they reacted the way they were trained to react, and man, I just tip my cap to them. I mean, DeMar, I saw moving into Friday. They did remove the tube. He's not intubated no more. He's able to communicate with his friends, family, teammates.
Yes.
God, he joined the team meeting yesterday morning saying, like, love you, boys, that kind of stuff. So
put his hands up. Everything.
Yeah, bro. I'm so happy that he's starting to do better.
Yes. God is the greatest, man. If y'all don't believe, y'all better start. Because that's not nothing nobody did. Y'all can sit there for people who may not believe and say, oh, well, God didn't do it. The people who was there did. Okay, but if God didn't put his strength into them people to be mature enough and stable enough to be able to focus on wanting him to live and not focus on themselves and freaking out, he might not be here. So
one of his first written statements was who won the game Monday, which is like,
you can't take that out of them.
No, like, it's just a true competitor, man. And like, we could talk about this for a long time. I don't want to talk about it too much, but I just want to at least bring it to light. Like, shout out to DeMar. Shout out to everyone involved, man. Like, just everyone appreciate what you have now. Like, you never know what could be gone in the blink of an eye. You might be Free playing accent. The game you love. You might be at work. You might be driving. Like, this world, it's so, I don't know. Right. Like, things can change in, like I said, just a matter of seconds. So, yes. Just appreciate what you got, man. And like you said, the big man upstairs, whether you believe or not, like, I think more people believe than maybe they'll admit, like, it's real, man. Like, the power of prayer is real. So,
definitely is. Shout out to DeMar, man. His story is going to be something great to tell once he get able to and ready to. And, yeah, I'm glad he all right, bro. Because that was – I mean, you know, you felt it looming over the world.
Man, so, that was a crazy, crazy night, man.
And I woke up to you telling me about it because, I mean, I was asleep for work. So, I'm like – normally, I kind of check out the Sunday night games or Monday night, whenever it was. Mm-hmm. But, I was asleep, so I'm like – I woke up to it, and I saw you say that DeMar thing is crazy. Then I'm like, what are you talking about? But then I look it up. I don't look it up. I just hit home after I get out of your message and see it, and I'm like, wow. You know, you could tell you felt it looming over the world. Every day it was updates and, you know, just everything. So I'm glad to see he's back and great.
Yes, sir, bro. So just continue the prayers to DeMar. Get him back into, I guess you could say, a normal state for him. And – let's hit this commercial break, bro, and talk some NBA basketball.
Yes, sir. And we back, brother. And before we get into it, man, we keep saying it, but if y'all need a commercial, man, we need some new commercials, man.
We do.
It's been 3 years of a podcast. Boring ass commercial.
With the commercial you made when we had no clue how to use this app.
We literally made it off of the sounds. You made it, and then you sent it to me through text. We had to combine it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. 2023. We should probably update the intro. Get a new commercial. Yeah. We got that for y'all. But y'all also need to help us out. If you have anything you want to promote, your brand, your business, your Instagram page, your TikTok, whatever, like, throw it to us. We'll put it on our weekly episodes. We can switch that stuff every week. So it's like we help you, you help us, type of thing. And just like us, we're trying to grow, but we want y'all to grow with us.
Exactly, man. So tap in with us, man. We definitely need it. Yeah, I listen every week like, wow, bro.
I know. I do too. Whenever I hear it, I'm like, yeah, okay, we need to change that. But then when we actually start recording, it's like, I kind of forgot.
Yeah, we too busy trying to get the damn episode out.
I know. Especially that's hilarious.
After the last one. Wow.
Oh, yeah. No comment. Let's talk some NBA basketball, bro. NBA. Now, I'm not going to lie. Over the last, like, 2 months, the NBA has been just, in one simple term, insane, crazy. Probably the highest level of basketball we've ever seen.
Yes.
And now there's kind of two ends of this conversation where a lot of people are like, man, like, everyone is putting up insane numbers, statistics, overall team sports. Yeah, and then there's the other end, just like you're saying, like, there's no defense, there's no heart, there's no drive. So, I don't know. I'm going to start with at least highlighting Donovan Mitchell. Literally video game mode this past week. 71 points, 11 assists, and a win over the Bulls where he was quoted saying, like, he got all these buckets and assists in the flow of the offense.
He blacked out. And I watched it, bro. He honestly never forced nothing. Like, it was just in the flow of the game. Obviously, Darius Garland didn't play, so nobody's thinking, like, okay, he got to go get 71 because Darius ain't playing. But the way he was hitting and flowing and the way the game was going, it was needed.
He had the rock more because DG wasn't out there.
Exactly. And let me please start off by saying that to cut you off or ask a question. Why when Wilt had 100, and not to disrespect him or Kobe because they both gone, and RIP to both of them, and why when Kobe had 81, they played great defense. But D. Mitchell dropped 71 going hard, and they're not playing defense all of a sudden. Why is that?
So I'm a spinning a little bit. So I was listening to both JJ Redick's podcast this morning and then also the Tyson Tate college basketball podcast, I think yesterday or the day before. And they were both talking about that game a little bit. And I kind of agree with what both parties said in the sense of, like, it's almost like these guys are putting up these insane numbers every single night, like 40 balls, 50, 60. I mean, Luka had the 60, 20, and 10 game not too long ago. But it's almost like as a fan, we're kind of getting like numb to the crazy numbers. I mean, obviously 71 points is absolutely insane. And it is one of the best performances in NBA history. But I kind of agree, though. It's like we almost see these types of just insane statistical games night in and night out now. It's like, I don't want to say it's expected, but like low key. Yeah. Because even in that loss, I think DeMar had like 44 against Mitchell when he lost. Like 44 is insane. A couple years ago, at least.
I mean, still to me, shit. I'd be trying to crack 50. I'm still trying to crack 50 in the men's league.
Right.
It's hard to get 40.
It definitely is. So. But that's like, I think there is, there's still defense being played. There definitely is. I don't care what people say. But I think just the way the game has changed over the last how many years, like, it's a fast-paced game. Move the ball. Get the ball up the court as fast as you can. If you can get a shot off within the first 10 seconds of the shot clock, that's a good shot, right, which leads to more points, which leads to higher statistical averages for each player. I mean, I think that's just the game.
I think that's why that's so hard for the older generation to watch and so hard for them to, you know, really understand and feel like they play defense. I feel like some people don't play defense, though. You know, we can always point out the players that don't play defense. But overall, as a team, you know, as groups and NBA player, period, I feel like they play defense. I feel like it's just the pace is just so high. How do you play defense? You got to think about it. Right, you inbounding the ball or miss shot, you pushing the ball almost at every pace of the game. You know, so it's like you're not going to really see no defense when you're moving in a fast pace.
When it, like every play is basically transition.
And you can't play no zone. The help side only got 3 seconds. Come on. I mean,
right. And that's the thing, too. Like, I think we've talked about it on recent episodes, especially during the Warriors run last season. Like, the league is a copycat league. Yes. All sports are like that. But the NBA, I feel like we see that pretty predominantly, I guess you could say is the word.
Right.
Like, Steph Curry is just, he changes the game. He shoots from half court. He runs around with and without the ball. He chucks. He makes a lot of shots. He's the best shooter to ever do it, right?
Right.
Then you see other teams trying to implement that same style.
Exactly.
Now the same thing, too, on the flip side, like over the recent years, Giannis, LeBron, like these guys that can just literally take like 2-3 dribbles from half court and dunk on you. Mm. We see that happening a lot. Like you touched on, just getting a rebound and quickly outletting it and letting your freak just run and go.
Right.
Like that's just the game today, bro.
I mean, bro, like you said, it's a copycat league. So think about it. When the Spurs had Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, and Ginobili, you know, they
was a beautiful era of basketball.
Exactly. They had the system where they just basically like the Warriors, you know, they move the ball, cut without the ball, set off picks without the ball. You don't always need an on-ball screen, you know, things like that where they barely had a dribble. And then you watch, and when LeBron came, it was, you know, post up and run through LeBron. Or LeBron runs screen and roll, you know, things like that. And then here come the Warriors. Well, actually, I go back to the Suns. The Suns with the 7-second offense from D'Antoni. And then he take that to the Houston with James Harden. And then the Warriors come after that and basically implement the 7 seconds offense, the triangle offense mixed with the Spurs. You know, that's and ever since, I feel like you've been seeing every team in a certain type of way try to run the back cuts that the Warriors run, you know, things like that. So it's like, you see something that's going to work, you obviously going to jump on it. I mean, Steve Kerr admitted it, not to cut you off.
Yeah, no, you're right. And like, there's even franchises in today's game that like, I'm not going to name anyone distinctively because I don't know every single franchise is like go-to, like backbone type of play.
Right.
But if you throw it back to like 10 years ago, there was definitely teams that were like, all right, we're going to implement getting the ball into the post, letting our big score, working out of the post. Like, obviously, the game has changed, like we've been talking about for weeks. Like, the three-point line is so prominent and just important in the game of basketball.
Bro, could you imagine a 2004 Detroit Pistons?
Oh, my gosh.
In this era? Because, like, bro, I was
watching Rasheed Wallace stretching the floor crazy?
Bro, I was watching their offense. They shot all mid-range and layups.
Rip Hamilton, Tayshaun Prince.
like the three was literally when he's wide open, and 9 times out of 10, Chauncey Billups or Tayshaun or
that's what I was just gonna say. The three Rasheed was shot by Mr. Big Shot, like Chauncey, like he was really like the only guy shooting threes.
Him or Rasheed, and maybe Tayshaun. You know, like where now is it's 1 through 5 is shooting three. It's crazy.
It is, and it's like I think it's a testament too to like the longevity of our current superstars like LeBron, Steph, KD. We haven't even talked about KD yet. Like these guys are putting up astronomical numbers, and I guess you could say definitely for LeBron, but like Steph and KD, like the back half of their careers, quote unquote, just because they've been so good and dominant for how many years.
Man.
But then you also have like the new era superstars like Jason Tatum, Embiid, Joker that have been dominating for the last like 3-4. And then you have the young stars like Zion, Ja, Luka, LaMelo, like the NBA. We talk about it all the time. Like
the wave is just crazy.
It is. There's so much talent throughout the league, but like
they're all different, know. Bro.
Yeah, bro. It's kind of hard to even put into words. Like there's tiers to this superstar stuff, but then again, like it's really just based off age and experience to me.
Honestly, bro, they're all similar, like you said, like obviously you got the tiers, but then like the younger guys are all similar. Their games are all similar to somebody before them, but then they got their own twist to it. Like you look at Jordan Poole, everybody say he's 2.0, but if you ask me, he got Steph and Dame mixed with it.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean, like
I agree with that.
The size step, you know, and then obviously Steph's moves, or even Trae Young. Everybody say he got Steve Nash mixed with Steph Curry. I feel like he basically is Steph Curry. Like he honestly is Steph Curry with maybe tighter handles or quicker handles. I would say
just a little bit lighter for real, for real.
Bro, like it's crazy. Like these guys are their own person, but then they're the guys before them, and it's like everybody got their own game, but then everybody have somebody else's game, and it's crazy too, bro. Because you know, like this is off topic, but then it ain't. Like Giannis got his own game. And everybody like who play like him, like Zion is a smaller Giannis when he play, right? Giannis got a ring, and everybody seen it, forget about it. You know what I mean? Because it's like it was almost like swept under the rug, and like now it's like he's proving himself again. Like he's going to get the crazy numbers we're talking about. He got his own game, but now he's trying to stretch his game to where he's being able to shoot more, bro. Like this is the most I've ever seen Giannis shoot a turnaround jumper ever and make it.
No, it's
crazy the game, how fast to see like the game evolves as well as these guys' game.
Right. And you've been saying like Giannis, like his credibility, his MVP stature, like it's almost been swept under the rug where like to even look at his numbers, it's like how can that even be a topic? But it's also just kind of resonating with how other guys in this league are just dominating night in and night out. Like,
exactly.
Even throw back to last year, bro. Like, Joel Embiid, what, he came in second in MVP voting behind the Joker.
All right.
I mean, he had a crazy year, and he's having an even better year this year, at least numbers-wise. But now this year, I guess, he's kind of having more of those, like, standout MVP-type games, like the 50-point to 60-point games, where last year it was more just, like, every single night dropping 30. It's almost like if you're a voter for the MVP stuff, like you almost kind of think of those big moment games, kind of like the Luka game, like the 60, 20, and 10. Like a lot of people when they're voting are going to think about a moment like that as opposed to just like, oh, this guy averages X, Y, and Z.
Man, it's crazy, bro. Like,
I wouldn't want to be a voter for that stuff, to be honest.
It's crazy, bro. Like, I just sit there because you're like, all right, so like you said, he putting up better numbers than he did last year or whatever, right? Think about last year. At one point, bro, Steph Curry was the leader for it and got hurt. And in approximately a couple weeks, Ja Morant was the top leader. And Ja got hurt and dropped down to fifth. So that just tells you how fast guys is moving up the ladder. Like, obviously, they got a certain amount of guys that's already on a list. Obviously, the guys are going to move up once the leading guy gets hurt. But it's just crazy how, you know, Ja was, for a while, the leading candidate. And then he got hurt, you know, and he still ended up, what, fifth, fourth, maybe?
For the voting. And like, he was so young, like.
Yeah, so long ago, bro. It's crazy. The league is in great hands.
And it's wild, too, now, like, even in today's game, like, like we were talking about, like guys getting kind of swept under. Like Kevin Durant is having an insane year, and like,
and they're winning now.
Mm-hmm. What, they're on like a 12 game win streak or something? I don't even know. But
they're on a win streak.
It's like,
did they win last night?
They did.
Okay, so yeah, they're on a win streak.
It's crazy though, because like he's such a dominant player, arguably the best scorer in NBA history, not best player, not best shooter, whatever, scorer I'm talking. And it's still like, we barely, even us as podcasters or creators, whatever, like we don't talk about him that much in today's game. But like if we did this podcast, what, 5-6 years ago, we would have been talking about him every episode.
To be honest with you, KD haven't got his MVP respect since he won MVP.
It's crazy.
And it's crazy because, okay, you may not like to jump to the Warriors, but he did it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not act like he wasn't the main reason why the Warriors won. Besides the fact they had a great team with it. But, I mean, you take KD away, you talk about LeBron could possibly three-peat, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, the Warriors, you know, had 73 wins and was the best team, but obviously they lost. So you coming back from that, LeBron and them got that full head of steam, bro. And, you know, things change. We talk about LeBron might have 6 rings, 7 rings. But KD going there, he changed the spectrum. He showed how much of a basketball savant he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to do more than he did at OKC, you know. And I just feel like people started losing respect for him then. And I feel like that's when his game evolved, when he went to the Warriors.
No, yeah. I agree. Like I talked about a little bit ago, like the longevity of those guys, I'm always bringing back to LeBron, Steph, and KD, just because they've been doing it, at least in this conversation, the longest.
Right.
And today's game does allow them to do so because of how fast it's being played to the overall usage rate. Like, I mean, LeBron, well, he just turned 38. He's about to break the scoring record. Like, he's more of a pass-first guy. And it's not even me just being a super LeBron fan, but, like, he's going to be playing for how many more years? Like, it doesn't really look like he's slowing down, but it's because in today's game, he even said it last night on that little interview, like, he wants to play with or against Bronny. And the league today is allowing him to do so. It's not like he'd really guard Bronny because Bronny's a point. And LeBron now is almost like a center with the way the game's being played. And he even said that.
Bro, and the thing about it is that ticks me off about the people who feel like everybody hate LeBron when people say he's a pass first. Let's not forget LeBron stayed injury free for damn near his whole career. When you played since you was 18 and you're 38, that's 20 years.
20 years.
So why – and you never retired. You haven't been injured. Let's be real, bro. Even if he is pass first, why wouldn't he be up there for the facts, all-time league leader in scoring? Facts. Honestly. You know what I mean? Like, KD mm-hmm. did come in at 18, and KD, if he stay healthy, God willing, and keep playing, he has a shot at chasing that.
Mm-hmm.
Steph have a shot at chasing that if they stay. So it's mm-hmm. just like, why is it – that we feel like we slight LeBron or disrespect to him when people say he's played 20 years injury free. He right. should be there. Like, I feel like that's a knock to him. And I feel like that's a disrespect to him if you didn't say that he should be up there, whether he's pass first or not.
It's a lot of minutes on that court, bro.
That's a lot of minutes, bro. And let's not forget the first 7 years he played with the trashiest Cleveland teams.
Mm-hmm. Where he was just putting his head down, getting to the rim and dunking on everybody just to keep those teams in the game.
Come on, man. Come on, man. If that's the GOAT, like y'all say he is, and somebody say he played 20 years injury-free, he should be up there chasing the number one scoring title. I mean, scorer ever. Why is that a knock to him
mm-hmm.
if he's the GOAT?
Shout out to him for keeping his body the right way, though. I mean, exactly. We were even goofing around talking about us getting hurt. I mean, this cat obviously has the ability to spend a lot more money than we can on his body. But, like, not a lot of people want to put that investment and that work into their temple, their craft, their body. So it's like
– exactly.
Yeah, bro. Like, Steph, KD, LeBron, like, those are just different types of players. And with the way the world and the game of basketball has evolved, like, they're going to continue to do so for years and years and years, which is just absurd. With guys like we talked about, Embiid, Joker, JT, Ja, Luka, Melo, like they're all coming up next. And then the next wave of basketball players are going to join the league. So
exactly.
The NBA is just, whether you like it or you don't, it's in the best space that it's ever been in my opinion. No, like you said earlier, a lot of the old heads are going to say no because there's no defense. It's not real basketball, whatever. But, like, I don't know. It's real basketball. Watch the games.
It's great basketball. All eras is great basketball. And this is probably the highest it's been. And its ceiling can get higher. And it's just great basketball. Mm-hmm. Regardless if you agree or not, you know, we respect it. But, I mean, it's great basketball.
It is, bro. So, spinning from the NBA, I just want to talk about Pitt basketball real quick before we end the show. They're back, bro. Like, they're officially back. I can confidently say that we haven't been good since we left the Big East. We haven't been good since Jamie Dixon left because we didn't want to pay him.
Right.
Coach Capel has those boys 4-0 in ACC play. Notable wins over UNC and Virginia within the last week. I mean, I'm just excited, to be honest. I just had to at least get that off my chest and put it on the pod. We haven't been good in so long, bro.
Man, and I'm mad because, you know, the situation we all know about, I won't speak on. I was supposed to have tickets, you know, to really see the show. So it's just like, you know, I ain't going to disrespect the team and be like, oh, I ain't going now because they still good. They still hooping. Mm-hmm. They're recommended to watch because they're exciting, for real. I watched them a couple times.
Finally.
You know, but.
Like, when's the last time? Like, I know
you're. LeVance Fields.
Right, which, okay.
Oh, eight, maybe?
Pitt GOAT, point guard GOAT from Pitt. But, like, that's just a testament to, like, even guys and, like, fans of Pitt basketball. Like, I know you're not, like, a go Pitt type of guy like me. I've been liked Pitt. That's because my dad likes Pitt.
Right.
But, like, you're from the area and you're around the area, so you're always going to have some sort of interest but I still in them.
For
them.
They like my second team, though.
Right. But, like, you've seen more, and a lot of it's because I send you all the crap, but, like, you've seen more about Pitt basketball over the last couple of weeks than you have in the last, what, 5 to 10 years?
Bro, I don't remember the last time that I seen Pitt on TV. I'm going to leave it at that.
That wasn't, like, back home, like, Root Sports.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, they're actually on ESPN and whatnot now.
Bro, they were on ESPN. They was on ABC, I want to say. Maybe they've been on some live TV games, bro.
They play Clemson tonight. Let me see.
Your boy Nelly Cummins is cold.
Mm-hmm. That's what we got on the graphic. Definitely going to tag bro when we post this because I've talked to him a couple weeks back before the season started, and he was saying – he'd be interested in coming on the show, which would be crazy.
That's cold.
Nelly Cummings, transferred guard from Colgate. He's from the Pittsburgh area.
I want to say two-time, three-time champion, whatever division they are in. So he's a winner.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny because, like, I played against Nelly when I was a senior at Kennedy, and he was a freshman. He was a freshman, bro.
Was
and,
cold like, then.
I mean, we battled with Lincoln Park my junior year when we had a little deeper roster, better team overall. So then we brought them back our senior year when – I don't want to get into it too much, but some guys weren't on our team that were there the year before. Our team just wasn't as deep. I was coming off an ankle injury. Excuses, of course. But, yeah, we weren't that good. But Lincoln Park came to Kennedy. They beat us, whatever. They won states that year. I can't be mad.
Right.
But Nelly was, like I said, a freshman point guard on that team, and he was disgusting then. So now to see him now transfer to Pittsburgh.
Doing the same thing, bro.
Where truth be told, bro, like, he should have been there from the start, but that's a whole different conversation because of different coaching and recruiting, and that was a different team. But, yeah, I'm glad you brought him up. I mean, he's averaging 11-5, shooting 41% from the field, 96% from the free throw line, like, Coach Capel, he has these guys playing team basketball, one, and with high intensity, two, that it reminds me of the old Big East basketball that everyone knew and loved, to be honest.
Man, bro, listen, like you said, my dad a Pitt fan, too, just like your dad. So mm-hmm. My dad always – that's what I'm saying, bro. I was originally a Pitt fan first. I ended up, you know, just growing to love Coach K. I mean, Coach K, Coach Cal.
See, you love Coach K, bro.
I love Coach K, though. I do love Coach K, though. He's a goat. Yeah. You can't not love him. But Coach Cal, and I ended up, you know, just following him with Kentucky and John Wall, of course. But, bro, like, all we watched at home was Pitt games. Mm-hmm. Like, LeVance Fields, when they went to the Elite Eight. I think they went to the Final Four 1 year, too, right?
Or was no, it was the Elite Eight when we lost to Villanova.
Bro,
Scotty Reynolds went fucking coast to coast.
True story.
Yeah, that was
horrible. I remember that team, though. Like, that
LaVance Field, Sam Young, DeJuan Blair. Like, dude, there's been so many notable Pitt basketball players that we can make a whole episode on it. Maybe we will one day. I don't know. Bro. But, like, I'm just happy that, like, we've been talking about, like, we're just competitive again. We're winning games because there were some dark years over the last
handful of years. I know your dad is excited like you is.
He's hype.
My dad is. Like, they actually got my dad watching him again.
Mm-hmm. For real, though.
So, it's crazy, bro.
Bro, I mean, they Clemson, who's 4-0, they're top of the ACC right now, just in league play because they're 4-0, is at Pittsburgh tonight, who's 4-0. Well, it's not even tonight. It's at 4 p.m. on ESPN, too. Mm. So
I had to tap in after practice.
That don't always happen. Like you said, they haven't been on ESPN in how many years, and now they're starting to get those national televised games.
Man, this is crazy, bro.
It's just exciting, bro. Full it's exciting.
Circle. Full circle. So yes. Now maybe I could raise my son up on Pitt basketball like I was.
Yeah, just get him. Well, I know you got one of them Pitt basketballs.
He going to get one.
Just give him that. Be like, oh, this is a new gift. I just bought you this.
Bro, we got to go to a game, man.
We do. Well, I'm not going to say anything on here.
Even if you just come up and take a trip, though.
Oh, I know. But what we were talking about last night, if everything comes to fruition, everything plays out the way it should.
So easier.
We could go to a lot of games, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
But for sure, bro, Pitt basketball is back. And then one final thing, too, before we log off. I almost forgot to even bring it up, but it's in the graphic, so we have to at least say something. The overtime elite stuff last night. I did tap in.
Man.
You were asleep. Oh, no.
G, I ain't going to lie. I was knocked the hell out. My girl left, bro, and I was just knocked.
Hey, for the listeners, Mark's been like, bro, make sure you remind me. Friday night at 7, the overtime elite games are on. I want to check them out. I'm like, yeah, bro, I got you. I hit him, reminded him. He was asleep.
Knocked out.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch it too, like, intensely. I had a couple other things going on, but I watched most of the game.
Man.
And all I'm going to say is those Thompson twins, bro, like, they are lottery picks. Well, I'm going to just leave it at that. They're gross.
Yeah, they're legit. I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I woke up at 7:30 when the alarm went off. Because, bro, let me tell you the stupid stuff I did real quick. So I set the alarm for 7 o'clock to watch it and hit 7 a.m.
I've done that before, bro.
Bro, so that's why I ain't get up to watch it. I'm like, oh, man. I was like, I already know G going to cloud me tomorrow. I already knew it was coming, bro, because I had it for 7 a.m. And then I had the 7:30 one for DJ Wagner game.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I ended up catching, like, a little replay of the Thompson twins. They're crazy, bro. Like, one handles the ball more than the other, but – the other one still shoot lights out just like the other one.
It's like, I'm glad you even brought that up because I want to say too, which is crazy, within this overtime elite league, they just had like a little like Christmas break, like intermission, basically like a college type stuff. I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but
right. They
had like a 2-week break, but they made trades within their like overtime teams. Like that Trey Parker kid who I believe he played at Vertical Academy with Mikey, didn't he?
I believe so, yeah.
With, like, the crazy layups, like, crazy dunks. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's him.
Mm-hmm.
He was on this Cold Hearts team, and now he got traded to the City Reapers, which is with the Thompson Twins, Eli Ellis, like, the undefeated team. And then those two teams, they played each other last night after these trades. So, I mean, it's interesting. It's definitely a different type of basketball than most are accustomed to, but if you haven't watched any of it, I would say at least try it out, test it out. It's kind of like the JBA vibes from a couple years ago,
right. But
a lot more organized, I will say.
For sure. It's definitely dope for the kids. I mean, Rob Dillingham here now, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my first time seeing him live, too. I mean, he was on like a minute restriction, I believe, but
I mean, he's just hurt?
I don't know. I feel like he's committed to Kentucky. They probably don't want him to get hurt. I don't know.
He's too cool of a guy for me anyways.
Yeah, low-key, bro. I do want to watch. I saw they posted like a 45 minutes, like an hour-long workout at the OTE Arena with Coach Cal. I'm not going to sit there and watch the whole workout, but I want to watch a little bit of it just to see kind of what Calipari was doing with him, saying to him, and how Rob responded. I think that'd be interesting. But
Yeah, because I honestly, bro, and then we can end it on that if you was done, but like Coach Cal and them, they've been in the game so long. Like, I wonder, like back when John Wall and them, because, you know, like, them guys seemed hungry. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't have the internet hyping them up. So, like, them guys seemed hungry. So, like, John Wall and them era compared to, like, Rob Dillingham and DJ Wagner and all these
so
guys.
Different.
I wonder how, like, if Coach Cal feel like every day, like, I got to talk to him because he might change his mind.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to spin it just real quick. Like, that message I sent you last night with Sky Clark leaving Illinois.
Right.
I mean, we don't know everything that's going on, whether it's family matters, personal matters, I don't know. So hopefully he's good and is able to respond from whatever's going on. But I was reading the comments and it was saying something that kind of resonated with me. And it was like, why do all these like Ball Is Life mixtape or like Overtime Now mixtape guys, like they get to that next level and they do have a little bit of trouble. And that kind of happened with Javon Quinterly. There's been other guys that have had like a, I guess you could say wake up call maybe to the college game, but like kind of like you're talking about, like they were in the spotlight for how many years in high school and then they go to that college level where it's almost like it's almost like a step down because there's not as many cameras, but they have, but then the play of basketball is higher. So it's like
I could give you two guys off the top of my head right now who is the perfect time guys for the combo that we're talking about right now, and that's Jalen Lecque and Dennis Smith Jr. They're still pros, don't get me wrong, I'm not disrespecting them for the people listening, but those guys were deemed to be the next Westbrook. Like Jalen Lecque in high school, everybody just swore he was supposed to be one and done, and I knew he probably should have stayed in school a couple years because for one he couldn't shoot that good in high school. But you know, these guys got different things going on, they got people telling them otherwise, and it's just like you can't go and play these guys who went and played college ball and got better for maybe 2 to 3 years versus you thinking you just going to be a one and done and then you can't even score 15 points every game consistently. And if you do, it's not a good shooting night. You know, so just things like that.
And then they can make money off NIL stuff, content creation stuff. Like, it's just so different than like you talked about when John Wall is coming up as opposed to someone like Rob Dillingham. So different world, bro. Pros and cons, but
yes, sir.
Yeah, bro. I think that's a smooth episode. Episode 80, first episode of 2023. I mean, we still here. We still doing it.
Still here. Still doing it. We appreciate everybody who listening, tapping in, communicating with us. We appreciate Apple, Spotify, of course, Anchor. You know,
tapping with the sponsorships, commercials, that kind of stuff.
Man, tap in with us, man. I'm going to get this up, brother. Of course, I'm going to tap in with you.
All right, bro. It'll be up on Apple in like 2 hours. I'll talk to you then.
Yes, sir, bro. For sure, brother.